Good. So we got, there we are. So we have today's date, December 4th, 2021. And we are sitting at, this is Allison Disler and this is Dave Disler sitting at your address, which is, where are we at?
It's 20831 Summit Road in Noblesville.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you lived here?
Let's see. This year, it's 2 years.
I keep trying to like remember how long it's been since we all been back in Indiana.
Yeah, two years.
So can you remember the first place that you lived?
Yes, that was Shelbyville, Indiana. We came over there. Well, I was too young to remember being a baby in Germany, because I came over here when I was, you know, 18 months old or so, but I do remember living in Shelbyville, Indiana, with my grandparents.
When did you first learn that, or were you ever aware of, when did you first become aware that you were born in Germany, that you had lived somewhere else before the United States? Do you remember that, first learning about that?
Yeah, I think I really didn't have the question in my mind until I started going to school and they asked where I was born. And as soon as you had to put down where you were born, I had to remember the name of the town and the country. So, Darmstadt, Germany, 1955.
Yeah. What do you remember then, if you just think back, even like the smallest kind of image or memory, do you have, what is your first memory that you can recall?
Being in Shelbyville, and I think the most traumatic thing is the one that sticks with you. I think I remember my mother falling down some steps into the basement. And I was probably at that time, she was pregnant with my brother. So that was 1958, probably, early 1958, end of 1957.
What do you remember that happening, or were you there at the time? Or?
Yes, I remember it happening, and I remember the steps very well. I remember her I was in the kitchen, and all of a sudden there was crashing noise of someone falling down the steps, and I went over there and I looked down, and I remember Mom was sitting on the floor. And she said she was, I think I started crying, and then she said she was okay, and then she got up and came upstairs. But that was my earliest remembrance, I think, of living there. And then, I can remember being around Grandma and Grandpa before we moved over to our own place in 1959, which was in New Whiteland.
What were they like with Grandma and Grandpa? What do you remember about them, or what were they like?
Grandma was like the ultimate homemaker and got everything all organized for people and dinners and laundry and things like that. She didn't work at that particular time. I remember my grandfather was, he worked all the time. He worked on Saturdays, and you know, he worked 6 days a week. And the meals kind of revolved around him, because he'd come home for lunch sometimes, and then he'd come home for dinner. So the schedule of the household was always around Grandpa. Although when my father started working in Indianapolis, they'd wait a little bit until he got home, which was typically around 6 to 6:30. And so that was a routine when I was a kid.
What was it like? So you're the older. What was it like being the kid amongst all those adults? Do you feel it almost sounds like, so you had the adults, you had your grandma, you were there at home with your mom and then your grandma as a little kid. Yeah.
It didn't last long, because my brother was born in 57. And so he had come along pretty quick, and then it was all pretty much focused, the family was kind of focused on him. And that eventually got to the point where as the family was growing up and my brother Dan was getting older, we just needed more room, and that's why we moved out and moved over to New Whiteland, just because of the fact we needed room, you know, for our growing family. So
what did you, do you have any first memories about the place in Whiteland? What was that like to make that move? Were you glad to have, did you have a little more space, or?
We had more space. It was a two, it's actually a three bedroom ranch house. It wasn't very big, but it was big to me being a kid. It was, you know, it was like an addition that was being built. It was built by Best Homes, or the, I guess National Homes, is what it turned out to be, the name of them. And they put them up pretty fast, and they were all built in a farm field. And so everything around was kind of like stunted. There was, it was a farm field, and there were stunted trees that were plugged in people's front yard and small bushes. It just sort of seemed like a, and all the homes were relatively new, so it was kind of like moving into a totally new place, but it didn't, it was a created suburb or a little town, you know. It didn't have any, it wasn't like Shelbyville that had been there for generations. It was all new, and that's what I remember about it.
Did you, what do you feel about that now? Like, did you have a feeling about that as a kid? Did it feel different to you than like Shelbyville or like a, like that town? Could you tell a difference somehow about the environment you were in?
Yeah, it just all felt new, and there was a lot more kids. In Shelbyville, there was fewer kids around because it was an older neighborhood, and a lot of the people were older across the street, you know, and everything. So there was far more kids where we moved to, so it was more kid-friendly, I guess.
Do you remember any the kids then? Like, did, what was that like with when you first moved in? Were you, did you go out and meet the kids, or did they come over, or did you end up going to school with them? Who was in your neighborhood?
A combination. My best friend that I've been friends with, Dan Weber, we met basically the year I moved over there. He lived down the street from me, across the street, and I'm still friends with him now, as a matter of fact. So
what made you friends?
We like doing the same thing. We'd love to hop on our bikes and take off and ride around the neighborhood. And we had about the same temperament, you know, and that sort of thing. It was, you know, we were just, we got along very well.
How would you describe you and Dan Weber's temperament? As kids, anyway.
Fun-loving, like to explore.
Oh, so were you adventurers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was there, it's interesting, would you contrast maybe like you and Dan, were there other kids in the neighborhood that were kind of like of a different temperament, or like a different like group of boys or anything? Or was it just that you guys were of the same age? And
there was somebody that was my age actually, but he was a different type. He kind of stayed close to home, and he just, you know, he didn't like the same things we did. So Dan Weber was a year younger than me. So we kind of all, we got along better. We just, he was more like me personality-wise.
What did you ever talk about when you were that young? When, did you ever talk about things that you wanted to do when you grew up? Like, did Dan ever say, I'm going to do this? Or were you thinking that far ahead at that point?
No, we didn't see past the next month, you know, or the next weekend, really. We didn't have long-term goals or discussions. We didn't have a, you know, a real deep relationship that talked about our future when we grew up or things. We just never went there.
Yeah.
Just more like having a good time and, you know, running around after school and goofing off, you know, that's what we'd call it. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah. So how long did you, so how old were you when you moved into that place? that new house?
I was 4 years old.
Okay. And how long did you live into that house? How is that the house you were in for your all your schooling?
Yes, all through high school. So I went to college afterwards, so I was 18 when I left there. 1973.
Okay. Well, what was it like? So when you were living with your grandma and grandpa, it sounded like you kind of had a, there was like a routine that was based around, it sounded like, you know, the daily routine was based around then the kind of the guy's working schedule, you know, and when you had the dinner and things like that. And then you all started going to school, so your daily life was around school. And do you remember any other like daily ritual? Would you say that you had a pretty like daily schedule kind of household? Was there like holidays or rituals and things like that that happened, or was, you know, was every day a bit different? What was like your daily rhythms on a
Well,
normal day?
for the real young time when I was Christmas was a very big deal with my grandparents and my mom and dad in Shelbyville,
Hmm.
and that continued when we moved over to Whiteland. So, Christmas was an important holiday, the most important holiday, followed by Thanksgiving.
What do you think made that important? Or
Well,
how did you know it was important?
it's just how much effort went into decorating the house, decorating the trees, getting all the gifts together, talk about it well in advance. Them taking us to Shelbyville to see all of the decorated windows, on the town square, all that type of stuff. What they used to do back in the 50s.
What did you think about that as a kid?
I loved it. I always look forward to Christmas.
Yeah, what did you like, you know, from that point of view, what did you like most about it? Was it the things that you got to see, or that people were in, like, it was the people's moods, or was it the like the decorations or food or presents or the whole thing?
Well, I like the presents, but I got just as much, I think, if not more, enjoyment out of seeing decorations, both in people's homes, on their homes, and like in a town circle or town square. So that was kind of a big thing. All month we'd go out, and then before Christmas Eve, before we open the presents, we'd always go looking at the decorations, drive around looking at the decorations, usually around 7 or 8 o'clock, and then we'd get back home 8:30 or so. We'd open presents, but it was and that lasted for years. That tradition kept on for a long time.
Yeah, I think I remember we still did that when I was a kid, when we went over to your mom and dad's or grandma and grandpa. So they carried that on even when the grandkids came
That's
along for
right.
a while. Is that true?
That's right.
And like went out to the, yeah. Well, what made, what about Thanksgiving? What was that like?
Usually it always involved going over to Ohio and seeing our family over there, which we didn't see very often. So most of the time we went over there to a big Thanksgiving meal at my Aunt Elaine and Uncle Joe's place and saw all of our cousins. That was a full day. We'd get over there. It'd take about 2.5 hours to get there, maybe. Well, yeah, about 2.5 hours. We'd always drive the same route, drive through the country. It was all no interstates back then. So we knew where we were going. We knew all the little towns, knew all the little streets and all the little turns. And we did that for, well, until I got out of high school, just about.
Okay, and they were in, where did they, where was that, did they located in?
Between Middletown, Ohio, just south of Middletown, about 25 miles towards Cincinnati.
What do you, I'm curious about that, just from knowing your family and then hanging out with, that would be Aunt Elaine, so that would be your dad's sister,
Stepsister, yeah.
stepsister, the only, that was his only
Or
sibling.
half-sister, I guess,
Half-sister was
yeah.
his only. So they had the same mother,
Yeah.
but different fathers.
Different fathers, that's correct.
And if, as a kid, or from your experience, what was it like going over to be with that part of the family? What did you notice, or what did you, just, yeah, what are some things that you remember or felt or saw when you went over there?
They never were treated as a half sister at all. Dad never treated her that way. Of course, Grandma never treated her that way. The only thing I ever noticed is Elaine never called my grandfather Dad. She called him Francis. But that was the only thing that was out of the ordinary. The rest of the time, it looked like one big happy family, and it felt that way. And they were totally different than we were. They were a different. They were a different set of personalities than what we were. My family was more conservative, and they were. Well, they were more raucous, I guess, is a way to put it. But they treated us like gold, and vice versa. So.
Yeah, tell me about the difference between the conservatism and the raucousness. Or how would you know that from you being a kid, what did you observe?
Oh, they would argue and argue and raise their voices, and Uncle Joe would cuss, and even Aunt Elaine would cuss every once in a while, and they'd yell at the kids, and the kids would yell back, and it was just a very it's a different environment to what I grew up with, but I never thought anything about it. I just thought, well, that's them. So, but yeah, they were a different sort altogether.
Yeah. Is there any other, like, when you were over there, is there any other, like, images or, like, things around the house or food items? Is there anything that you remember about the Thanksgivings or
No.
that really stick out to you in your memory?
Yeah, when there is one image I've got in my mind that we used to stay there until they'd play cards, and it'd be very late, so they wouldn't sometimes leave until 11 o'clock or so, or even midnight at times. Dad would drive all the way home at 2.5 hours. But I would lay on that couch, usually lay on the couch out in the main living room there with the TV on. And I usually fall asleep, but I look out the window, and they'd have Christmas lights, big old fashioned Christmas lights with looks like a twist, like a snow cone twist on the glass, big bulbs, and they would hang from the gutters. And for some reason, I had that in my mind, watching the wind blow those things around, sometimes snow. Now on Thanksgiving, my Aunt Elaine made really good turkey, but my favorite thing that she would make would be sweet potato casserole with marshmallows on top. That was my favorite.
That sounds good. So you had turkey, sweet potato casserole with marshmallows. Did your family bring anything to that meal
Oh
or?
yeah, they'd bring different types of food dishes, and a lot of times we'd bring the things they could take in a car, like cranberry salad and rolls that could then be thrown into the oven, that kind of thing. So yeah, my family would bring things. Not too many hot dishes, though. They usually brought something that could be, put on the table fairly quick.
Now, were there other kids there? So, it was you and your brother.
Yeah.
Were there people around your age there then?
Bonnie, my cousin, was the closest to me, and she's 5 years older. Then there was Denise and Dwayne, and they were 5 and 8 years younger. And then there was Joey, who was, geez, about 15, 20 years older than me, about 15 years older than me. And then Sherry, but she lived out of state most of the time. She had already been married. She was about 20 some years older than me, so didn't really have a lot of interaction with her.
Okay. When you were over there, then did you, where did you play with the other kids? Like, or
Yeah, a
do you,
little bit.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to stop here and make a new track.
Okay.